don't stop, can't stop.
Carnell.
I want it. Can't stop, won't stop. Yes,
Carnell.
Love it. Don't stop, can't stop.
Carnell.
Yes, Dad.
What, cut off that damn TV show watching that ignorant ass shit? Got you messing up your homework, damn mixture show niggas. Making black folks look like damn fools. Talking about I love it. If it was your damn timetables, would you love that? How about loving some long division, nigga? Can't stop, won't stop bringing these damn L's home on your fucking report card. And somebody get the damn phone. Damn, I pay the bills. Can somebody at least answer the phone?
Then I got it. Hello? It's for you.
Hello?
Yo, what's happening, fam? Welcome to the Span Report Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Span, and this is episode number 13 of the report. Yeah, man, it's finally here. I want to thank everybody listening to this show right now, man. Everybody from the Hateration Federation on down to all of the other podcast hosts mentioning my name on their shows, man, keeping my name out there in my absence. I really do appreciate y'all, and especially to everybody that hit me up right after I put out the news about my case being dismissed and follow that right up with, Span, when is the next episode coming out, nigga? Yeah, man, podcast listeners are some of the most loyal you will find, because I'm quite sure a lot of people would have just been like, man, fuck that nigga, he ain't doing no more shows. But to those of you who reached out, let me know you wanted more of the Span Report, I thank you, man, I really do. But I'm here and I'm in it for the long haul. So with that said, as my man Rob would say, let's get into some motherfucking podcasting, all right? Now, I know it's been a gang of shit going on since I've been away, but I'm going to cover some stuff that's lately, you know, that's been on my mind lately and that's had my attention the last couple weeks. We're going to talk about New Year's resolutions and the silly motherfuckers that make them. Jay-Z and Beyonce finally had a kid and the world got pissed. Common and Drake are beefing. We'll examine that bullshit. And who the hell is Chrissy? You know, we'll talk about that. And then there's a possible serial killer here in Detroit, so you know I gotta give my 2 cents on that shit. And I'll give you guys the final details surrounding my gun case that was just thrown out of court. And as always, the hip-hop and R&B that the radio hasn't run into the damn ground yet. So let's get right into it, fam. Real talk, all the time, here on the Span Report Podcast.
Say for better or for worse, right? We in the bed, I'm getting up on the first night. We getting better to it, led up to that first fight. I fill your head up with some game, got you worked right. Mind trying to catch a plane, caught the last flight. Where I'm at, hiding evidence from the past night. Tell groupie chicks, y'all can't stay. Wifey's coming through the front, send them through the back way, yeah. Who you telling when I'm lacking? In fact, you the only chick bending over backwards for black. You the only chick not trying to grab all my stacks of the cash and the stash I got up under the mattress. Match this, couldn't find another to match with. Accent, ass fat, fire like matches. Huh, you got the goods packed in exact, yeah. You got them hood rats looking mad gold.
Girl, I wish I could spend all of my time with you. You give me good love. Can't wait till we get up. I'm so ready to. Girl, you know what? Girl, I wish I could spend all of my time with you.
Never seen. That's how it's made, y'all. Put the pimp cup down for a minute. Yeah, she hot, but I still gotta watch her. I'm watching, she not about to hop out of pocket. Nope, she get mad like, why you can't stop and drop them flock of hoes? I know that you got them, nigga. What? All in my conscience, trying to be faithful like the song Khan would sing. When she argue, it's time to leave. Make up by the next week, now it's time to skip. Gone, now we found a peace, for now at least. Round trip tickets going round the beach. I'ma go get the room, I'ma find the suite. Keep it locked down like I can't find the keys. It's me and mine, Bonnie and Clyde. In the fast lane, peeling off hard to the tire screech. Jump the broom, that's a giant leap that I ain't ready for. Let's just chill to the time agrees. Go.
Girl, I wish I could spend all of my time with you. You give me good love. Can't wait till we get up. I'm so ready to you. Girl, you know what? Girl,
I fucks with this right here. That was Black Milk with You featuring Ty and Corey off of his 2007 release Popular Demand. So if you like this track, you know what to go do. You know, it's kind of funny how you can go back in the archives and find some shit that you can bump that would put a lot of this stuff coming out right now to shame. And it's a shame too that artists like Black Milk or Fonte or someone like maybe Hobson, you know, they don't really get the shine that they should because of the backing that a lot of this bullshit rap being put out right now gets. So you got, you know, to all you underground artists, you know, consider this as this podcast is doing our part to help you get your shit out there. You know, I was having a discussion with a friend of mine and he was asking me if I was worried about possibly being sued for playing music without paying the artist. And I ain't gonna lie, the thought of it did cross my mind, but at the same time, I'm not making any money from the production of this podcast. Everything is coming out of my pocket. Not only that, I'm playing their music and encouraging others to go and copy legally. So if anything, I see podcasts like this as yet another way for some of these artists to be heard. And even more so when I play mainstream artists, I try hard to find, you know, the other songs on their albums that ain't all over the damn radio. I'm all about putting out and turning people on to new shit. Now, if there comes a time where this podcast is actually bringing in some sort of revenue, then I will have to seriously think about changing up the artists I play and things like that so I don't run into those troubles, but we ain't there yet, so we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Maybe that should be one of my New Year's resolutions, to make the Span Report profitable. I mean, I know I could do it, you know, right, you know, with the right focus, a consistent showing and enjoyable content. But I would much rather just go about the business of doing it each, you know, than making a resolution to do so. With the coming of each year, you hear folks all the time talking about next year I'm gonna lose weight. Next year I'm gonna start reading more. Next year I'm gonna start drinking more water. Next year I'm gonna stop smoking. And when I hear that, the first thing I'm thinking is, why the hell are you waiting till next year? Why not do it now? Why put it off for a time that you aren't guaranteed to see? And it's not that I'm trying to be an asshole or anything. Well, maybe just a little bit. But in all honesty, it just screams to me that you really aren't serious about whatever goal it is that you set to achieve with the New Year's resolutions thing. I have yet to meet anybody, I mean anybody, who put forth a New Year's resolution and actually followed through with it the entire year. Hell, most of them, they done broke the resolution not even 2 weeks into the new year. It's just, you know what I mean? I don't know. It really just seems to me that if you really want to have a resolution, you should just keep it real with yourself. Don't set yourself up for disappointment and stop giving people like me the ammo to say I told you so. Only you know what you're capable of, and only you can ultimately stop you, no matter what an asshole such as myself may say. But in the spirit of goodwill, I'll make one with y'all. For this new year, I resolve that I will not drink another Bud Light Lime for the rest of the year 2012. See, here y'all go again. Just chill out. Yo, just chill. Hey, shut the fuck up. It ain't even a Bud Light Lime. It's a Stella Artois. Stop bugging. Damn. And what was I telling y'all about that booing shit before when y'all did that the last time, man? As much as I talk about and drink Bud Light Lime, hell, they need to give me a sponsorship or some shit. Hell, I'll even settle for a year's supply, keep a little extra dough in my pockets, you feel me? We coming up on the next musical break. But when I return, we still got Jay-Z and Beyonce's baby to talk about, the Common and Drake beef, serial killer in Detroit, and plenty more show to go. So stick around.
A rock, she said that was a dream. We chopped it up for a minute, the minutes turned to hours. Conversation got heated. She said I had a heart and she needed a shower. I said go ahead. I saw the look in her eyes and I knew what I had to do then. So I finished up my drink, then I went to the elevator. And all I can remember is she kept screaming, screaming, screaming. Pull my hair. Don't stop till I tell you, baby, don't be scared. Pull my hair, pull my hair. All I wanna feel is you on top of me working there. She said, I know you want it all, so take on me, baby. Don't stop there, work me out, baby. Pull my hair, pull my hair. here thinking what's how I was gonna do you. She said that's turning me on.
Before I knew it,
I saw the look in her eyes and I knew what I had to do then. So I looked back at her, then I climbed on top of her. And all I can remember, she kept screaming, screaming, screaming. Pull my hair, pull my hair. Please don't stop till I tell you, baby, don't be scared. Pull my hair, pull my hair. All I wanna feel is you on top of me working it. She said,
some new shit from that dude Joe. That was Pull My Hair off of his latest project, The Good, The Bad, and The Sexy. So you know what to do. Even though I think this nigga was being a bit unrealistic about the whole pulling hair thing. You know, as much as that woman paid for that hair, he must be smoking. Hell, sisters ain't even trying to let you, you know, let that hair get wet, let alone let a dude just pull on it. But for the song's sake, we'll just roll with the punches with that one, alright? I really do like that album, though. It's got quite a few baby-making tracks on it, and I'm all about the practice of making babies. Hell, I'll practice every chance I get. And of course, while we're speaking about babies, it brings me to none other than the birth of Blue Ivy Carter, or Blueprint 4 Carter, or whatever people done broke her name down to mean today. But you know something? After seeing all of the press coverage that Jay-Z and Beyonce got for the birth of this baby, I don't think that I would ever want to be as famous as they are. I mean, people genuinely hate these two, like, at a really deep and personal level. I mean, you got those who believe that Jay-Z is a Freemason and worships the devil, and even though they swear up and down they can't stand this man, they listen to every damn song he puts out, forwards and backwards sometimes, trying to prove that he's a devil worshiper. Then you got Beyonce, who honestly I've never really been a fan of, but they accuse her of a lot of the same. You know, they talk about Sasha Fierce being an evil spirit that she's somehow possessed by. I mean, you hear a lot of crazy shit about the both of them. Now you add a baby to this mix, and the hatred continues. I mean, this baby ain't done nothing to nobody but just be born. You know, and now she's being called the devil's spawn. People are coming up with sadistic-ass acronyms with her name, and I just sit here and I wonder, what the hell did this baby ever do to any of you miserable motherfuckers? I mean, really, people was upset. Like, for real. Niggas was mad. Why she named that baby Blue Ivy? That's just stupid. That sound like a stripper's name. I mean, hell, you spending all this time being mad at them for that. But if you were just as famous as they were and people found out that you named your baby Shandrika Alizé Smith, you don't think they would say the same about your ass? It ain't your baby, so why are you so upset about it? Like, really, why are you mad? It was just amazing to see people so upset about the birth of a child and the name that the parents of that child chose for their kid. But not only was people, like, questioning the naming of the baby, but they was even questioning whether or not Beyonce was even having the baby. She didn't have that baby. She used a surrogate. That's why they brought out the entire flow at the hospital. And again, to these people, I have to ask, why do you give a fuck? How is this really affecting you in any way, shape, form, or fashion? Hell, after she announced the pregnancy, shit, she looked pregnant to me. And even if she used a surrogate, you do know that they can use her eggs and his sperm and have someone else carry the baby, right? So it would still be their child biologically. So, why do you give a shit again? Y'all know I can't stand that term hater, but damn if some of y'all didn't come across as haters when it came to the birth of this kid. I ain't never in my life seen the birth of a child, which was supposed to be a joyous occasion and an occasion for well wishes and goodwill, be turned into something so ugly. And you know what's so funny? is that the people that said, you know, that's, you know, that had so much to say about, you know, the birth of this little girl, they'll swear up and down that they don't care. I mean, I called into the Black Guy Who Tips podcast earlier last year when Beyonce made the pregnancy announcement about this chick I had talking about this kid for 3 days, even though she swore up and down she didn't care nothing about it. People are full of shit sometimes, man, straight up. Shit, I don't see how anybody could be anything but happy for them. And even if you don't like them personally or artistically, you could at least appreciate that they took time out, you know, and setting the foundation for their family. I mean, he's established, she's established, they dated for a long time, then they got married, then they had a child. Which is more than I could say for someone like, say, a Lil Wayne, who got babies all over the place, had a couple chicks pregnant at the same time while being engaged to one of them, and people still show that syrup-addicted, Jeggings-wearing, gremlin-looking nigga nothing but love. Hell, if shit like this is seen as normal, then maybe 2012 is the end of the fucking world. But we're coming up on the next musical break. But when I return, Common and Drake is beefing, Detroit might have a serial killer, and plenty more show to come, so stick around.
Yo, back with that new to tell you where I come from. Sing a song so I could never be unsung. They think I'm on some, being fair weather. It's just my unsung, but don't care whether you shake your tail feathers or your pom-poms. Razor sharp, nigga, bong bong. It's a bad time to be an MC if you ain't rhyming right. I spit that China white, nigga, call it Hong Kong. Hit the city to see one of my schoolmates, making six figures, but she still got a roommate, just to have a downtown apartment and some outfits. And you asking why I never leave the South? Shit. Take some time to dream. Peace of mind's a delightful thing. This is the life of kings.
And we got it.
Yes, sir.
Hey. Yo, people be confused how I move with the utmost respect, and yet I get my due. And true, I got nothing to prove, could be my new objective, but let's not object to truth. On days like these, I count my blessings and say my dreams out loud when I wake up, the voice up inside of my head telling Ev, let's get on the day and out of this bed. Kissed my mother, gave my daughter a pound, then she hugged me, then she turned around. In my times, the life of a king is undefinable. The closest we might get is pressed up to the vinyl, though. Shit, take some time to dream. Peace of mind's a delightful thing. This is the life of kings.
Yeah,
Tickle-o.
Big Chris, now some consider me a tyrant, cause I'd rather push areas dodging them sirens. Trunk beating like violence, searching for me a vibrant thing. More concerned with what books I read than what side I claim. Got a vision to be veteran, with a future brighter than a write-up, deciphering light by Thomas Edison. Plus you remind me of a derelict, relishing on relishments. Too busy throwing rocks at my throne to find a cheddar sip. I'm the type of king you probably see Coretta with. Country bred, country raised, and intelligent. Rosebud lifestyle and yours is pedalist. The hand of God and mine you shouldn't meddle with. My reign's benevolent, ever since I fell out the womb I was destined to conquer melodies. So take some time to dream. Peace of mind's a delightful thing. This is the life of kings.
Big Crit, EV.
This is the life of kings.
And new tickle, new tickle, new tickle, new tickle, new tickle, new tickle. This is the life of kings. Feel good. Good like oxtails from Lee's Kitchen, nigga. Gia.
I'm a king.
Hey, yo, lesson here, baby.
Yeah, man. That was The Life of Kings by Fonte, featuring Big Crit and Evidence off of Fonte's Charity Starts at Home album. So go cop that if you like this joint right here. You know, that's real hip-hop right there, man. Even though you will probably never hear this shit being played on your local radio station. But of course, while we're speaking on hip-hop, you know I gotta talk about this Common and Drake beef, right? Now, some would say that the reason that Common and Drake are beefing is because of their different views of what hip-hop is or what it's supposed to be. Old-school hip-hop versus new-school hip-hop. You know, that type of shit. Others would probably say that these dudes is beefing over Serena Williams. But to me, you know, I just find this shit utterly hilarious. I mean, really, man, as much of a fan of Common as I am, he's like the last nigga to come out talking about somebody being soft, man. I mean, are we talking about the dude that showed up at Def Poetry Jam with a knit hat and corduroy pants on? The same dude who lost his shit over Erykah Badu and then put out that bullshit Electric Circus album? I mean, when people think of Common, yeah, they may say he's talented as a rapper or an MC, but nobody thinking this dude is no tough guy, man, please. And don't even get me started on Aubrey's ass. I mean, the Degrassi high cat who was asking himself if anything he was doing was brand new while contemplating, you know, or competing for the affections of some chick. I mean, this is the same dude that comes off as extra clingy and simpish in that Marvin's Room song. But then he flips the script and now he's popping up in music videos, dressed in all black with a gang of dudes around him trying to look like a gangster. The same dude who threatened a tattoo artist because a fan of his wanted the name Drake tattooed on her forehead, and then he sends his bodyguards to the tattoo, you know, to the tattoo artist as a warning. Like, what the fuck was that about? Both of these dudes are soft, man. Hell, this got to be like the softest battle ever since Charmin first took a swipe at pussy. I mean, real. Hell, even the way that this beef supposedly started was fluky. Hell, Common drops the track Sweet and didn't even name anybody in particular. But let's be real, everybody and their mama knew who he was talking about. But he didn't even own the shit at first. Then Drake gets up in a concert in L.A. all butt hurt and shit and makes the proclamation that he's not a bitch and that if anybody wanted to say something to him, they should say it to his face, yada, yada, yada. And then he gets on a Rick Ross track and talks about the shit, but he still doesn't say who he's referring to, as if we don't know who he's talking about. And whatever happened to that whole thing about if somebody hit him with a diss record, they would never hear a reply to it? Just ask him. Anyway, Common jumps on the same track and adds his verse, kind of like how LL Cool J did that sucker move to Cannabis on 4321. Only this time he finally says who he's talking to after both of these dudes went back and forth dropping subliminals for the longest. Soft, man. Both of them just soft. Which is why I feel, you know, as much as I fuck with Common's music and being from the Chi myself and taking a little bit of pride of his being able to hold it down for Chicago hip hop, I can't even take his side in this shit right here. Because even though Drake has tried to come off a bit goonish as of late, I mean, ain't nobody really taking him seriously there. And Common really ain't the dude to be calling out dudes as soft. That would be like Andre 3000 calling Lil Wayne gay for wearing jeggings. You would look like Andre 3000, like, nigga, who was you to say anything? He just comes across as an older dude picking on the younger dude because he's hot right now. As much as it pains me to say it, hell, and even if this beef had anything to do with Serena Williams, then they just need to, you know, add her to the cast of Love and Hip Hop, or as I call it, chicks fucking rap dudes. These shows are popular, man. Who would have thunk that you could become famous just because at one point or another you used to, or you are laying up under a dude that plays basketball or raps, and then when you do get your shine in the spotlight, it's like you never grew past your teenage years. Like this Chrissy chick. I ain't gonna lie, I had no clue who the fuck Chrissy was. I was just chilling out on Facebook and whatnot, and I kept seeing hashtags with Team Chrissy up and down my timeline. And I'm wondering, who the hell is Chrissy? And somebody finally told me that she's the fiance of Jim Jones. So you know me, hell, I do a podcast, so let me look into this shit to see what's to it. So I started watching a couple episodes of this chick's fucking rap dude show, and this chick goes hard, man. I mean, she goes hard with this dude's mom. She goes hard with this dude's manager. Hell, she even goes hard about trying to get this dude to marry her. And that gotta be love he got for her, man, because she looks and sounds like a fucking headache. I mean, I would blow my own brains out if I had to come home to that amount of grief. But apparently, a lot of women seem to relate to her or look up to her in some capacity, which to me is a bit scary to think about. But then again, I'm a bit of an asshole, so you just have to excuse me. I just wonder what, you know, the reality show trend is going to turn into after they get tired of all of these wife shows with chicks that really ain't wives. Hell, I hit up Shawnee O'Neal on Twitter a couple weeks ago about the very issue, and it shocked the shit out of me that she actually responded to my question. And it was in reference to why the Basketball Wives show is called Basketball Wives when the vast majority of the cast ain't even fucking married. And she just basically simplified it to being a market employee. It's easy to market the show, you know, that way, even though it's a bit of a false advertisement. But even still, this is the same chick that says she didn't want a Basketball Wives LA show, but she's still credited as an executive producer of that show. I ain't mad at you, girl. Keep getting that bread. And I'll keep talking about these money-grubbing hoes. We'll be coming up on the next musical break. But when I return, talk about there being a serial killer up in Detroit. We talk about my gun charge being dismissed in the city of Chicago, and plenty more show to come. So stick around.
I don't really like to talk about this because it's kind of mushy. Even though it's like we can have money, nice things, it really doesn't matter when it boils down to it, because what happens is I'd rather have somebody that's sincere, kind-hearted, and all that stuff over somebody that got money that's a, you know what I'm saying, right?
Keep your money, keep your car, keep your clothes, save your diamonds, keep your keys, you should know. Things don't matter to me. Love knows not what you can get from me. Oh, I need is time. You can spend that on me, baby. Oh, I need is time.
Some smooth shit right there. That was L. Renee with All I Need Is Time off of her 2008 release Second Chances. So if you like this joint here, go and check that out, alright? And you know what? I gotta get better at finding music by the sisters, man, like Letticy or Layla Hathaway, Chrisette Michelle, you know, Jill Scott. Oh, and speaking of Jill Scott, man, ain't that sister looking scrumptious right now, man? Whoo! I wear that woman's thighs like a pair of earmuffs, man. I ain't playing. Nah, man, I'm just serious. And it ain't even just because she done lost weight, man. Hell, I'm just a sucker for a woman that can sing. And from the looks of it, you know, it don't look like she didn't know her way around the kitchen neither. It looked like she can cook too, so she always had my attention in some way. Nah, man, but, you know, let me shift the focus here a little bit, you know, because I want to talk about some things that have been going on here in the city of Detroit. You know, some scary shit, to be quite honest with you. And that's the fact that we possibly have a serial killer operating here in the city. You know, over the last couple months, a lot of women have been coming up missing. You know, there was a dancer who left the club with some guys and nobody's seen her since. Then there have been like four other women who were killed and put into the trunks of cars over on the east side of the city. You know, and two of those women were found in the cars that was set on fire. Now, apparently this killer or the killers have been going after chicks that work in the adult entertainment industry, you know, strippers and escorts. And it was put out in the media here in Detroit that three out of the four women who were found in the trunks of those cars had been placing ads on a website called Backpage.com, which is sort of like Craigslist, and they were advertising escort services. Now, I checked that site out, and I was just amazed at just how blatant a lot of these chicks were with these ads. Like, make no mistake, these escorting ads were solicitations for prostitution. I mean, the shit was clear as day, and I was just shocked to see that it was four chicks that I know personally that had ads on that site. And it just made me think of how desperate you have to be to put yourself in that predicament. Or better yet, not even desperate, hell, I don't know, just in some need of attention from men in particular, where you even feel like you have to go that route. Like that first girl I mentioned that got into the car with some dudes after work at the club. Sister was 26 and had 6 kids, and I'm sure that if she felt she was really capable of taking care of those kids without taking off her clothes, she would do it. But the lure of quick money can be something that we may not all be strong enough to withstand without compromising our dignity. And then I think about the lack of real employment and the lack of real educational opportunities that we have here in Detroit that will lead these women and girls to put out ads, basically selling ads because they really don't see a whole lot of options. I mean, it's easy to be judgmental. I should know. I'm judgmental as hell to a degree. But in no way does that mean that these girls should die because of the way they choose to make money. So to my sisters out here, especially here in the Detroit area, doing this type of thing, be careful. Be very careful. Hell, go get your CPL cards. You know, they're only $100 a class. Stop leaving with these dudes you don't know. And by all means, try to at least be sober so that no one can try to take advantage of you in that way. You know, I made mention of this on my Facebook last week about the four chicks that were found on that site, you know, selling services or whatnot. And a friend of mine wanted me to blast them out and let everybody know who they were. But this right here wasn't about embarrassing folks, man. This is out of genuine concern. There's somebody out here right now killing these girls, man. And if that, you know, if that doesn't scare them, me putting them on blast won't do exactly nothing but subject them to more assholes. And that ain't what I'm about. Be careful out here, ladies. Real talk. But we're coming up on the next musical break. But when I get back, we'll talk about my case being dismissed in Chicago, and we'll wrap up the show. So stick around.
Suitcase up in the central. Go to room 112. Tell them Blanco sent you. Feel the strangers if no money exchanges. I got these kids in ranges to leave them niggas brainless. All they told is stainless. You just remainers. Calm as possible. Make the deal go through. If not, here's 12 shots. We know how you do. Please make your killings clean. Slugs up in between. They eyes like true lies. Kill them and flee the scene. Just bring back the coke or the cream. Or else, your life is on the shelf. We mean this, Frank. The cats we fucking with put bombs in your mom's gas tank. Let's get this money, baby. They shady, we get shady. Dress up like ladies and burn them in dirty 380s. Then they come to kill our babies. That's all out. I got gats that blow the wall out. Clear them all out. Fuck the fallout. Word to stretch, I bet they pussy. The 7 digits push me. Fucking real. Here's the deal. I got 100 bricks, 14.5 a piece. Enough to cop 6. Buy the house on the beach. Supply the peeps with jeeps. Brick a piece. Capiche? Everybody getting cream. No one considered the leech. Think about it now. That's damn near 1.5. I kill them all. I'll be set for life. Frank, pay attention. These motherfuckers is henchmen. Renegades. If you die, they still get paid. Extra probably. Fuck a robbery. I'm the boss. Promise you won't rob them, I promise. But of course, you know I have my fingers crossed.
Niggas bleed just like us.
Picture me being scared of a nigga that breathes the same air as me.
Niggas bleed just like us.
Picture me being shook. We can both pull burners, make the motherfucking beef.
Niggas bleed just like us.
Picture a nigga hiding my life in that man's hands while he just decides.
Niggas bleed just like us.
I'd rather go toe to toe with all of y'all. Running ain't in my protocol. Since it's on, I call my nigga Arizona Ron. From Tucson, push the black Yukon. Usually had the slow grooves on. Mostly rock the Osley. Stupid as a youngin', chose not to move wisely. Sharper with game, him and his crooks called the Jooks. Heard it was sweet, about 350 a piece. Ron bought a truck, 2 bricks laid in the cut. His peeps got bucked, got locked the fuck up. That's when Ron vanished. Came back, speaking Spanish. Lavish habits, 2 rings, 20 carats. Here's the criminal, nigga made America's most. Killed his baby mother brother, slit his throat. The nigga got back with the toast, weeded. Took it to trial, beat it. Now we feel he undefeated, he mean it. Nothing to lose, tattooed around his gun wounds. Everything to gain, embedded in his brain. And me, I feel the same for this money you're dying. Especially if my daughter crying, I ain't lying. Y'all know the signs.
Niggas bleed just like us.
Picture me being scared of a nigga that breathe the same air as me.
Niggas bleed just like us.
Picture me being shook, we could both pull burners, make the motherfucking beef
cook. Niggas bleed just like us.
Picture a nigga hiding my life in that man's hands while he just decided.
Niggas bleed just like us.
I'd rather go toe to toe with all of y'all, running ain't in my protocol. We agreed to go and shooting is silly because niggas could be hiding in showers with Mac Billy, so I freaked them. The telly manager was Puerto Rican. Gloria from Astoria. I went to war with her peeps in 91. Stole a gun from my workers. And they took drugs, they tried to jerk us. We blazed they place, long story. Glow seen my face, got shook. Thought a nigga was coming for the safe. Now she breaking, shut up, 112. What's shaking, a Jamaican? Some bitches, I swear, they look gay in a black Range Rover, been outside all day. If it's trouble, let me know, I'll be on my way. Please, I got kids to feed. I done see you make niggas bleed. Nightmare this bitch don't need. Ron, get the gasoline. This spot, we bout to blow this. Get the cash before the cops and Range Rover cats know this. Room 112, right by the staircase. Perfect place where they evacuate. They meet they fate. Ron, pass the gasoline. The nigga pass me kerosene. Fuck it, it's flammable. My hunger is unexplainable. Strike the match. Just what I expected, the dread kid ejected in seconds. And here come two opposite sexes, one black, one Malaysian. We in the hallway waiting patient. As soon as she hit the door, we start blasting. I saw her brains hit the floor, wrong lasting. I swear to God, I hit Maxi Priest at least 12 times in the chest. Spit the round, shot a chick in the breast. She crying, headshots put her to rest. Pop open no briefcases, nothing but Franklin faces. Spots, hot sprinklers, alarm system. That's when other guests start to slip in. It's time for us to get the dipping. I know them niggas in the range is on their way up flipping. Pistol gripping, I know the clipping. The hallway got real loud and crowded. They walk right past us, I don't know how they allowed it. The funny thing about it, through all the excitement, they range got told they double parked by a hydrant. Stupid motherfucker.
Hi, this is Rod and
Karen
of the Black Guy Who Tips podcast, and we like to listen to the Spam Report podcast.
Because it's about pop culture, music, and random thoughts.
Yeah, and it's also a reality show to boot with that. Because he might be in prison, or he might not. You just have to keep listening to find out.
Yes.
Now, let's go back to the Spam Report.
In a matter of the people of the state of California versus Orenthal James Simpson, case number BA097211. We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder.
California, for the County of Santa Barbara, Santa Maria Division, the people of the state of California, plaintiff versus Michael Joe Jackson, defendant, case number 1133603, count one, verdict. We, the jury, in the above entitled case, find the defendant not guilty of conspiracy as charged in count one of the indictment.
In the circuit court for the Ninth Judicial Circuit in and for Orange County, Florida, State of Florida versus Casey Marie Anthony. As to case number 2008-CF-15606-0. As to the charge of first degree murder, verdict as to count one. We, the jury, find the defendant not guilty.
Guilty! That nigga is guilty!
Sir, settle down. You have to go deliberate.
I don't need to deliberate. Hang that nigga now. I got the rope right here.
Yeah, man. I know that's exactly how them Chicago police thought that shit was gonna play out when they pulled me over in my car on July 31st and started this whole damn odyssey of violating my motherfucking rights, man. Man, they made a boo-boo when they fucked with me that day, man. But then again, with the way that they went about going to things in Chicago, man, I could just kind of tell that this is something that's kind of routine for them. Only they aren't used to people actually having some idea as to what the law is and what they are and how they're not supposed to apply it and everything else. And they for damn sure wasn't counting on me actually obtaining legal counsel on the matter. And the fact of the matter is, you know, being able to get a lawyer for me was all the difference in the world in this case. I mean, for one, there was a bunch of court dates that I didn't have to attend because my representation was there on my behalf. and I could just focus on going to work and keeping these bills paid around here. So it wasn't something that I was sweating every day until I would get ready to leave my house and realize I didn't have my strap with me, you know. But my lawyer called me up one day and it was just like, you know, you need to be here on December 29th. I'm filing a motion to quash the case or whatever. So it just so happens that, you know, it was like, hey, I got that Friday and that Monday off from work too because of the holidays. I might as well stay down there in Chicago for the new year and hopefully celebrate this case getting thrown out. So when I went to court, it was me and my granny. And I brought her with me, not only because she could have stood to testify as to what the police did when they came to her house to steal my gun, but it was just good to see somebody else there who had my back other than me. But my case isn't the first one on the docket that day, so, you know, we sitting there and we waiting for my case to come up and we're listening to this first case. Now, turns out that there was a fight at the gay pride parade. Apparently, there was this long-ass line for people waiting to use the porta potty, and this one chick jumped the line as soon as it became open. So basically, the chick at the front of the line confronted the girl who jumped in front of everybody and proceeded to get her ass whooped. Then her friend was about to jump in and help her, and she proceeded to get her ass whooped too. All by this one chick who looked like she was only like maybe 5'4 or 120. It was a funny case, but what made it even more funny to me was to see my granny try her hardest not to be heard laughing because the judge was throwing motherfuckers out of the courtroom. But eventually, my case finally came up. You know, and I saw the cops that arrested me that day for the first time since they pulled that bullshit. And the first thing my lawyer did was to put me on the stand and ask me about the circumstances surrounding my arrest. You know, questions about my gun license, what type of work I do, questions about when I was put in custody, and whether or not I gave the officers permission to search my car. But it got interesting to hear the state's attorney come up with some questions that I knew without a shadow of a doubt that them Chicago police were some of the most crooked motherfuckers ever, man. Apparently, the police put in their report that while searching my car that I told them to look in my center console to find the proof of insurance for my car, which is where they ultimately found the two magazines for my gun. But this is after they said that they had asked me for my license and registration and proof of insurance upon stopping me, like immediately, as if this was a regular traffic stop or something. Either way, I don't even keep my registration in my center console, so I wouldn't have told them to look there in the first place. So after I get finished testifying that the only thing I did wrong was not have my driver's license on me at the time, the officers now have to come up and ask them, you know, they have to answer some questions. Now, my lawyer didn't even question them, but both of them suck booty motherfuckers got up there and said that they asked me for my insurance and that I told them to look in the center console. But then the judge asked them a question, you know, and he simply put it, he was like, was Mr. Spann already in custody when you asked him for his insurance? Now, once that cop admitted that I was already in cuffs, that's all the judge needed to hear. And it was basically confirmed that, you know, it confirmed what I had been saying the entire time. While those cops were making up all these different reasons as to why they pulled me over, it boiled down to the fact that they did nothing but ran the plates on my car when they got behind me. The information about me being licensed to carry a concealed weapon came across their screen, and they were just trying to see if I was dumb enough to have that car with me that day. That's all it was. I mean, there was no way for them to really justify having five plainclothes, you know, police officers doing a traffic stop where the supposed reason for my being pulled over is failing the signal while changing lanes. And that reason also doesn't justify pulling me out of my car, handcuffing me, and searching my car either. So with that, the judge threw the case out with, you know, that the city of Chicago had against me. But you know what's even more funny? Is that even after that case got thrown out, that the state's attorney still tried to submit a motion to have my gun destroyed, to which the judge said that they had no basis for. You know, he was like, yo, the man had license to carry the weapon. He wasn't even carrying the weapon when you found it. He told you where the weapon was, and it was showing himself to be a lot more credible than the officers who've come before me in this court today. So I won't be granting you permission to destroy the weapon. So at that time, I'm getting, like, excited a little bit because I'm thinking I'm about to get my gun back. But I'd be damned if he didn't shut that shit down real quick, too. You know, he wouldn't order them to give me my gun back. You know, I have to sue the city in order to get my property back, which I do plan on doing, but I have to think about how much time and how much money that shit is going to cost me in the meantime. you know, I've become a card-carrying member of the NRA. And the NRA does have a legal fund for, you know, those members who are fighting winnable gun cases. So I'm looking into how I can get them involved with not only helping me get my gun back, but to also sue the city of Chicago for the time I've had to miss from work, the cost of my having to travel back and forth to the city to fight this case, my lawyer fees, and hopefully punitive damages to put them on notice to just leave people alone that ain't doing shit wrong. With all the gang violence that they got going on in the city of Chicago, you know, you would think that they would be better at trying to police the knuckleheads and leave us honest citizens who've done nothing but exercise our rights alone. But you know what, man? It's that time. It's time for me to close up the show. But before I go, let me remind y'all to hit up some of my favorite podcasts and let them know that Mr. Span sent y'all their way, man. You can go hit up the Haterazzi radio show. Even though the homie Hater's been kind of ghost, you know, like kind of like how I've been, go over there and show that brother some love, man, and hound him to put out some more shit. You know, then you got to hit up my people over at the Black Guy Who Tips podcast with Rod and Karen, one of my favorite couples out here doing it big in the podcast game. And get well soon, Karen. You know, we can only go without the ratchetness but for so long, so get back up here, baby. Now, hit up the fam over at the Where's My 40 Acres podcast with Brandon, Twan, Mike, and Deidre, and get your hip-hop fix going on, man. I know they put me up on a whole lot of stuff, man. Check out my other favorite couple over at the Chonilla.com podcast with Clove and Shirley. And then there's the Mr. Moody's Neighborhood featuring the 50/50 Brothers and the Regular Cat Radio and the Mac Lessons with Tariq Nasheed and the Player Hater podcast with Mr. Player Hater. Man, I know it's a whole lot of shows, but I'm telling you, they all putting out good shit on this podcast circuit, man. And of course, if you want to get in touch with me here at the Span Report, here's how you can do that. You can hit me up on the Span Report hotline at area code 313-288-0485. That's 313-288-0485. And leave me a voicemail there so I can play them back and respond to you right here on the show. And you know what? Somebody called me on a number over the holidays, and I know I probably shocked the shit out of them by answering the call, because they didn't even say anything when I answered, so you never know, I may just pick up. You can also leave me an email at thespampodcast@gmail.com. That's thespampodcast, all one word, @gmail.com. And again, I will respond to those right here on the show during the feedback segment. You can follow me on Twitter, and of course my name is there, the same as it is everywhere, Mr. Span. That's MR_Span. And then there's my Mr. Span fan page. You can hit me up there. And I know a lot of y'all send me friend requests on my personal Facebook, but in all honesty, that's really for my family and friends. You know, not that I don't consider y'all friends, but y'all know what the hell I mean. So if you're on Facebook and you want to get at me that way, just hit me up at the Mr. Span fan page. And last but not least, if you want to listen to all the other episodes of the show, or if you want to check out my Span TV videos and everything else, then go to www.thespanreport.com. That's where you can get everything. You know, you can leave live feedback on the shows with your Twitter account or your Facebook account. You can log in with those and leave your messages, your emails right there on thespanreport.com. So definitely hit me up there. You get all your Span Report needs right there. But it's time for me to wrap it up, fam. And I'm glad to be back. I hate that I've been gone for so long, but I'm glad to be back, and I can't wait to get back to it and get to talking to y'all again. So until next time, fam. Peace.
So let go, so let go. Yeah. what you want. You just want me cause I'm next, baby. You just want me cause I'm next.
You just want me cause I'm next.
Cheap ass pills, I used to do this for the thrill, yeah. I know you got a lot to lose, but ain't nobody here but me. So baby, what you got to prove, yeah. I see the way your body moves on the pole, on the floor, you're alone. But there ain't nothing I can do, so keep dancing, baby, keep dancing, dancing, keep dancing, dancing, keep dancing. Yes, I know. I'm too far in this game to let go. So let go, so let go. Baby, who you trying to fool? Girl, I might be 21, but I got memories to prove that I seen you come before, and I know exactly what you want.
You just want me cause I'm next. You just want me cause I'm next. You just want me cause I'm next. You just want me cause I'm next.